It's a serious problem for many men, but in case certain authorities or children are listening, we can't say what it is. Instead, we'll tell a story about pitching a tent. Young Johnny used to pitch a tent with even the slightest breeze. But as he got older, things changed. He struggled to keep that tent up no matter how hard he or an appealing partner tried. He took Viagra, Cialis, and still had issues. And his camping life suffered. Until he heard about a guaranteed treatment from a clinic here in Chicago. New Mail Medical Center. With a custom blend of FDA-approved medications, no surgery involved, New Mail Medical helped Johnny pitch, keep it up, and enjoy timely camping like never before. New Mail can not only help you get your tent up, but prevent you from pitching too fast. Call 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. If you don't respond to the medication on the first visit, that visit is free. For more info, visit newmail.com. That's NUMALE.com.
This is Matt Spiegel with the Fantasy Sports Minute, brought to you by FanDuel. And here are some inside tips from FanDuel for picking your Week 9 fantasy lineup. Todd Gurley has been putting the Rams on his back every one of the last four games, but there's other guys on that team too. Tavon Austin, tremendous value, and he scored a very long touchdown this past weekend. That Rams defense worth picking up, sometimes on the cheaper side as well. Rookies have been taking over the league this year. How about Stephon Diggs of the Vikings stepping it up? He's got the goods. Amari Cooper of the Raiders obviously does too. Some of these new guys seem to be putting up more points for less than the veterans, especially now that you've reached about the halfway point. So don't be scared to take your chances on the rookies. For more fantasy tips, visit cbschicago.com/weekly roundup. FanDuel will help you uncover your best lineup options. FanDuel.com is the leader in one-week fantasy football leagues for real money with immediate cash payouts. Go to FanDuel.com now. Use the code LOCAL and FanDuel will match your first deposit up to $200.
I've never been able to stay in one place for long. Not when there's a whole world out there and I have a tank of gas. People used to say, Onika, you're tripping. My response, yes. Yes, I am. Because I intend for it to matter that I was here.
With its striking front grille, 17-inch alloy wheels, and sporty exterior, the new 2016 Toyota Avalon is a departure from the ordinary, just like you.
I'm Onika the Traveler, and that's how I roll.
Explore more at toyota.com/Avalon. Toyota. Let's go places. Onika Raymond is a paid spokesperson.
Say bye-bye to your big bank credit card and hello to the nicest card you'll ever carry, the CEFQ MasterCard credit card. Get started today at CEFQ.com/mycard and see why CEFQ is not a bank. Better.
This is the Bears Fan Source for breaking Bears news, the best Bears experts, and the most comprehensive Bears coverage in town. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR in HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
And good afternoon, just after 1 o'clock, and from the Score Update Studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. The Erie County, New York District Attorney spoke up this morning, and the Blackhawks and Patrick Kane responded this afternoon. The DA saying that Kane will face no criminal charges stemming from accusations of sexual assault by a young woman this past summer. And then the Hawks and Kane in a release stated that they took the matter seriously, respected the legal process, and now will have nothing further to say. Kane also stating that from the beginning he said he did nothing wrong. The NHL also said it's investigating its possible punishment, if any, and the young woman can still file civil charges against Kane should she choose. And one other hockey note, Joel Quenneville has been named as an assistant coach for Team Canada at the upcoming World Cup competition. The Bulls take on Oklahoma City tonight at the United Center in what likely will be another high-scoring game, and following their recent defensive shortcomings, Jimmy Butler says the Bulls must play harder in that area.
You just have to. You know, you can't really coach effort. You go out there and you play hard, you guard, you rebound, do all the little things. That's what effort's all about. Either you want to do it or you don't.
And the other night, they certainly did not. And we have pro football here on the Score tonight, 7 o'clock pregame for Cleveland at Cincinnati. Join the Score in Dos Equis at Red Ivy in Chicago next Thursday for a Thursday night kickoff party from 7 to 9 p.m. Come by, register for a chance to win a two-hour appearance by a Score personality and a $500 Visa gift card. It's brought to you by Dos Equis. Stay thirsty, my friends. This scoreboard update brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin's model year-end sales event. It's going on now. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to the radio home for Bear fans on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for listening.
God bless America.
Thank you very much, David Schuster. Nice to have you with us all day today, yeah, doing the updates.
Cool to hear David talk a little basketball with David as well.
Mm-hmm. And thank you to our producers, Jay Zawoski and Nick Shepkowski, with the assassin-like drop, among many other highlights of the day.
Yeah, that Zawoski sniper talent today, boy.
On target.
Talk about a bad guy.
Kevin Zipak, what's his name? Spencer Hawes. I always mix them up.
No, he's Kevin Zipak.
Kevin Zipak, thank you so much for your help. James
Spencer
Woodard.
Spencer Hawes.
Because of the man. Yeah.
Man bun. Yeah. Man bun shooting threes.
Joe Keem's got it.
See one man bun, you've seen them all, I guess.
My nephew's growing a man bun.
Is he really?
Growing a man bun.
Is he still going to be a White Sox pitcher?
No, different one. His little brother. Little brother. Okay. Also, James Woodard helped us out today. Thank you so much. Brian Gertz does a video stream and does it well at watch670thescore.com. Our guest today were John Heyman, which feels like a million years ago, yeah, Rich Campbell from the Chicago Tribune, and Paul Charchian. Tomorrow, Hub Arkish, Greg Gabriel, Pete Futak, Patrick Manley, and I will be off tomorrow.
Yes.
I have another long weekend, and Joe Cowley will be sitting in with you.
Yes, Joe will be in.
Are you gigging tonight?
No.
Okay.
No. Just taking a day.
Joe will be in, and we'll review the Bulls game last night, and it's a football Friday. Well, tonight, and it's a football Friday, so we'll have fun doing that. A
lot of stuff to do. Then I'll be back on Monday.
Yeah, I'll be going Monday.
And you'll be gone Monday, Tuesday, so, be me and Rosner on Monday and Tuesday.
But that.
So. No.
The Iron Man streak.
Wait a minute. What happened here?
No.
Actually, where are my guys going?
Jason hasn't missed a day in a long time.
Yeah.
Except Monday this week.
No. And that's because I had us.
I realized as I was
Monday
saying it.
I had a doctor thing. I had a stomach
that was
thing.
Sudden.
I had to check out. Now I'm going for my actual appointment on Monday and Tuesday.
Man, Jason hasn't missed a day.
I hate y'all too.
I hate you too.
Monday.
Spiegel and Boers on the top of my hit list.
I'm actually having a Daniel provided dinner tonight. In fact,
truth
be told, yeah, he dropped
brought you
off
some fish.
He came by here, and when he got back from Canada, he dropped off
a bag.
Off
his walleye and stuff, right?
Walleye for Mitch. I'm a northern pike guy because that puts a hair on your chest. That's the realness.
Yeah.
Northern pike and
hair
somewhere. And some ground venison, actually. I may do a venison ragu at some point.
I've never had venison.
But yeah, tonight's going to be baked northern pike and a lemon caper white wine
sauce.
Shout
out to that. I opened up the show today by saying it's the McNeil and Spiegel show because I was looking at this tab that still has McNeil's name on it.
It was the best start.
Yeah, I started. I might as well just said you're listening, to 99.9 The Game as well.
You were due yesterday. I had three different baseball players wrong.
Yesterday. And I got Ryan Callahan out of Rob McClanahan. I was mixing up hockey players with shooting coaches in the NBA.
I went Rob McMenamin and then Rue McClanahan.
You guys actually make me feel better.
They're
both Rob McClanahan, right? They're the U.S. Olympic hockey player and the famous shooting coach in L.A.,
guy.
Right?
Yeah.
No, it's not the same guy. It's the same name.
Same guy. And he was also on the Golden Girls. The shift change transition.
It's one time in Sicily in 1924.
Is being brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. Well, man, we got the breaking Patrick Kane news right before our show and spent a good portion of our first hour discussing what the status of things is now and what the status of the conversation, which got so very polarizing and so very ugly on both sides, in my opinion. And then where we are now.
How'd that work out for you guys yesterday?
What?
We didn't talk to anybody.
We really didn't. We talked about it during the second half.
Okay. And that was about it.
The part of it is that the moment this began, it was clear that this, one way or another, was the most likely outcome.
It was the 2%er. It's only 2% chance you ever to get it to court.
And you never know. And no one ever knows, and that's it. I mean, we sort of, and then when the whole rape bag evidence fiasco happened, that was the end. It was over.
It's the end.
It's over. And I was told a week ago by people close to it that this was exactly how it was going to happen and where it was all going. And there's just kind of a sense of denouement, inevitability. So we had kind of been talking about it the whole time.
And this, I actually got this on my direct message from somebody on Twitter not too long ago, and he said attorney friends of his feel there may be a chance that Kane files suit against the young lady, and he says
he should.
He says the legal people in Buffalo feel this was a money grab from the get-go, so... I'm obviously not going to reveal who this is, but this is stuff we were hearing also, a couple of weeks back, even around the time of the press conference where you know, the what role the lieutenant played in this and all the other stuff that's been swirling around this. But we got about 5, 6, 7 minutes of the fringe acting like the fringe, and then we got back to
we don't want to deal with them.
The normal conversation, you know, the normal conversation between reasonable people who, you know, who are fans of the Blackhawks and who have been covering and following the story much like we have.
A lot of people came after us and wanted to talk to you, Bernsie, and we just told them to go talk to you.
About what?
The presumption of innocence.
That never occurred.
No, we never did that.
And that's why I said
never did that.
During our show that I went out of my way to make sure that I said not assigning innocence or guilty.
Of course.
Covering the story.
I'll tell you what you I can. Did.
There's been extreme and care legally, taken yeah. from the moment it broke to make sure that the word alleged continues to be used.
Yeah, because legally accuser, there's a lot of things.
Alleged there. Victim. Mm-hmm. Sure. That there's ways that we're bound to talk about things.
There's ways that you can give your opinion while still being legally on the right side.
Of course. And there cannot be presumption in these cases. All that matters and all that we've, and certainly all that I've tried to do in anything that we've said or anything I wrote, is to make sure that both parties in the case are viewed equally.
Well, I certainly moved. I wanted to make sure, and I still will, and next time this ever comes up, is that the accuser does not get just tossed away as, so that's just a money grabber and just dismissed, regardless of the fact.
That will happen, however.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. But that's if that's what this is, I'm so furious at her. In a similar way, frankly, to like, you know, anybody who claims this kind of thing, if it isn't true, then that is just so horrific because the damage that it does to the future conversation is that it only emboldens the quick decision to dismiss people.
And the person too speaks because
pisses me off.
I brought up the instance, the examples that I've been around where I mentioned I know two women who have been sexually assaulted, and I also know a guy who was accused of rape who was it was later found out that the young lady just had a grudge against the dude, and everyone believed her, and then you know it kind of affected actually where he. You know, this is an athlete, college athlete, it kind of affected where he went to school and all that. And then it came out. She came out and said, you know, it never happened. You know, she was just dealing with a lot of things at the time and was mad at him. So, you know, I tried to make sure that, and I think this show, we tried to make sure that we were as balanced, but also understanding the severity of the charge, not the charges, but the severity of the accusations. You have to deal with it on
both
sides.
And from those I hear who are close to the accuser, that she is very likely to move out of Buffalo. There were a handful of actionable threats and credible threats that were made and subsequently investigated. They rose to that level of specificity and violence, and that if for this to be completely made up would be her decision to essentially ruin her own life, which has been will never be the same. She will not be able to go back to any life that she once knew in any way. And there were some missteps by her lawyer along the way, certainly a misstep from
her mom.
From her mom.
Well, and obviously so, that misstep.
That was the end. That was the final thing.
Yeah, well, I mean, the
we won't know.
The thunderous way in which the DA refers to the case, this so-called case is rife with reasonable doubt. I mean, that
correct.
Is...
It was never going to trial.
Well, yeah, but I mean, that certainly gives a lot of credence to the idea
so that, in Bremen,
that this
too, right?
came from nowhere. I mean, that's like, he's really... He went on very hard. He talked about, you know, proof and evidentiary reasons, but to call it this so-called case is really going harder than most DAs would in
and
that situation.
Now he runs for office. Higher office.
See, our problem with phone calls was that inevitably you take 4 or 5 phone calls and 3 of them would refer to him as Kaner right away, and that was the end of the phone call. So, I mean, we sort of just weaned ourselves off of it. I don't really want to hear it. And, you know, the numbers tell you the story of any of these accusations. It's a 98% chance it never goes to trial. It's not you can't be strong on one side or the other. Mm-hmm. If you're logic about it.
And
and
obviously that's not always because there's no case.
No, it's not.
No, we'll never know what happened, and we won't know which policeman working for whom helped who do what.
Correct. And I don't suppose we ever will, but I think we had our fill of it fairly early on. And look, all we did was report what the odds are, what these cases happen, and what happens to them, and so forth. And yet, we become the bad guys always. I'm trying to figure out how that is, but I don't know because
you're the freight train of hate and indignation.
Well, we are, and
Terry, the ferocity with which you go after something when you're sniffing about what it is and what it might be, that ferocity is opening yourself up to having it thrown back in your face. Well, a lot of people think you do.
This was not a case in which that was true.
No, just not true.
And the backlash. And it's kind of like what we were talking about. Well, not kind of like it, but you know, during the Tebow thing, it wasn't Tim Tebow that people were, rebelling against. It was the people around the situation who were telling you all the weird things instead of just checking out what the guy was. In this situation,
Linsanity.
It was more than just the situation. It was how hard everyone was going.
Correct. It wasn't
when it came to this on both sides.
It wasn't necessarily about him. It was about the mirror that was held up to a particular segment of fandom.
Well, yeah, right, exactly, and it made hockey distasteful for a lot of people, even you know, fairly reasonable people who are open minded people. Do you still think that Patrick Kane has issues that the organization needs to address, and that Patrick Kane has some growing up to do?
I know that the organization thinks that.
I'm asking you if you still think that.
Well, I can only go by what I know, and I know the organization.
No,
thinks
I was
it.
Asking you for an opinion, not see. I still think that Patrick has some serious issues in terms of the situations that he puts himself in, his regard for what alcohol is and what that can do to his life, and the way that he treated Pat Foley that day remains the way that he treated Pat Foley that day, and his like exuberance to reestablish his party cred is still distasteful to me. It was distasteful at the moment that it happened, Jason. Remember?
We were standing there
watching it.
Well,
and it
he
was,
didn't need to do that.
No.
Yeah.
And so that all remains distasteful to me no matter what. So I was just wondering if you... Yeah. How you feel?
Well, I've always felt that way. I've been very clear about it. It's always been sort of a turnoff to me, that whole side of his personality. I don't find it cool. Hey, yeah. And you know what?
And dangerous to his career, yes. Dangerous to a dynasty as well.
It is. And I think that, you know, my people tell me that is something that they believe at least has reached a point where they're reasonably certain. Well, certain's the wrong word, but they it is being addressed,
and yes.
They have it's less of a worry than it was once. They kind of think maybe something has happened here that turned on the light, but only time will tell that.
And don't be surprised if it is part of following the Roethlisberger playbook that he'll be soon announced, and you'll find out that he's engaged.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you think Ben got married because of that?
Oh, I think it's a nice little coincidence that
Ben was
follow the timeline on that on again off again, and then when they rolled out the image repair,
okay.
That was a key component of it. So don't be surprised if in the near future that is what you hear that is also being done, because that is just paint by numbers image repair. That's how they teach it.
Well, you know, most people's lives are just a scheme. So clearly, I'll be dissecting people's lives to just find out the scheme and the.
Well, I'm saying these. I didn't say most people. No. These two particular cases where there are professional people involved in image repair. This is something that's done.
Me and Terry are going to sit back and watch this go down. Right,
we're going to catch a movie.
Yeah, no. You want to go see Spectre on Friday, Terry? Me and you after a Bud Light Who Needs Two Tavern tour.
I want to see Bridge of Spies. Should I go sit through that in the theater? Anybody see Bridge of Spies?
Supposed to be great.
Yeah, which one is that? It's the Tom nobody Hanks. It's the Tom Hanks Spielberg one.
Nobody's seeing any movies.
Nobody's seeing any movies.
You know why? Because the couch is a damn comfortable place.
And people are getting things on their smart TVs and their internet hookups a lot quicker, so they don't have to deal with badass kids running out and in and out.
Well, that's why theaters are saying, look, bring your drink in and recline here. You know, and try to make it more like your living room.
You know how close my bathroom is to my seat in my theater?
Hey, real deal. That's why I don't go to no damn games, too. I'm going to tell you right now, and I don't care what color the kid is, because it's happening on every with every racial background.
Where's this going?
No, because, you know, the stereotype is that brothers make all the noise in the movies and always got their phones out and look back at you like, this part's going to be good right here. Let me tell you right now, whether you are are at the Icon right here on Roosevelt.
That's a spot.
You are at the AMC on Illinois. Whether you go all the way out to Evanston's Century 12 Theaters.
I love that place.
You've been to the little, Logan?
There are badass kids.
Oh, the new Logan, because they redid it.
14 to like 17 years old, running in and out the damn theater, letting light in and out my damn movie.
You know what?
Making it's, all the damn
Jason,
noise in the world.
They don't have enough they don't have enough entertainment
get off this
choices.
Man's lawn. Yeah,
they don't have enough places to go safely.
Hey, listen, man, this ain't after school care. All right.
Yes,
it
is.
I paid my $20 to sit my black ass in that seat to enjoy the movie, dude. And then they look back at you like, "What you gonna do?" I'm gonna tell you right now, you're gonna look back at the wrong dude.
You really are that guy.
Up like you're a pizza.
Special man.
This reminds me of when you were telling people out your window to pull up their drawers,
dude.
You know,
I've had a couple instances where Nicole had to be like, "Jason, you don't know what's up with these kids. Yeah. I don't know what's up with me. Slap your little kid in the damn face.
Somebody's gonna shoot you.
No, ain't nobody gonna shoot me. They're gonna get shot. That's what's gonna happen." Running in and out the damn movie theater.
Now
man.
You're making me afraid to go to the movies with you.
And then he asked me to go to the movies with him.
Yeah, yeah. Terry, don't do
have
it.
You been in the, have you had somebody actually answer their phone and take a call in the middle of a movie?
Yes,
and talk on their phone.
It was Fred Huebner, the guy who hates it the most. I actually saw Fred the other day when I was in Old Town. I was turning a corner, and I see Fred on the corner. I was like, Fred.
That's Fred on the corner.
He's like, golf. I'm like, Fred. And then I just made the left, and I just passed him.
What's say, Fred?
Oh, Lord. This has been an interesting shift change. It was brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, like when I was 15, 16 years old, I thought it was cool to get away to go to the movies, not running in every damn movie theater. Like, come on. Like, be a grown-up. You know? You give yourself a little leash.
Hey,
you
Jason,
give yourself a little freedom.
They're off the streets. It's better. Your discomfort, your annoyance is worth them getting off the streets.
Nah, drop
hell no.
Drop them all off at Auburn Gresham and let me watch my movie. How about that? All right. Dan and Terry are coming up. They got Matt Miller. Second
Matt. Wow.
Greg Gabriel. Who you crapping? All those other things.
That's why you love him.
I'm going to go watch a movie at my house.
Your house. Stay at your house. Don't go out with those kids.
He's going to
kids.
Dismiss the community.
And have those kids run through your house,
that's
too.
That's the thing. It's not just the community. That's my problem. Yeah, yeah. You got these little privileged kids running in and out with their $200 gym shoes on. I'm going to slap you and take your gym shoes. Trying to watch a damn movie.
Wow.
All right. Spiegel's going to be off tomorrow.
Thank God.
I ain't going to any movies with you either.
You got to work on some issues.
I don't know where you're at, but I can't go there.
Maybe Cali will settle you down.
Yeah, because Lord knows that's the case. Spiegel is out tomorrow. Joe Cali is in. We'll talk to you. The Boers and Bernstein show coming up next right here on The Score.
There's more Boers and Bernstein on the way on 670 The Score.
This is John Feinstein with a CBS Sports Minute. The list of hockey names that transcend the niche nature of the sport in the U.S. is a short one. Howe and Hull, Beliveau and Richard, Orr and Gretzky, Lemieux and Crosby. There are many in the sport who believe McDavid, as in Edmonton Oilers rookie Connor McDavid, may be the next name added to that list. McDavid was probably the most hyped rookie to come into the NHL since Sidney Crosby and Alexander Ovechkin 10 years ago, and for 13 games was living up to the hype, with 12 points and the kind of on-ice maturity seen only in superstars. Now, though, McDavid's rise to stardom is going to be put on hold for a few months after he broke his left clavicle on Tuesday night in a game against the Flyers. The injury isn't just bad for the Oilers, but for everyone in hockey. Truly a shame. I'm John Feinstein.
On the next World Championship Boxing, two-division world champion Timothy Bradley tests his heart and grit against the always dangerous Brandon Rios in what could be the fight of the year.
These are the guys that they make movies about, right here.
And then, step into the lives of superstars Miguel Cotto and Canelo Alvarez as they prepare for their November 21st pay-per-view showdown. Bradley versus Rios Live, plus 24-7 Cotto Canelo. Saturday, November 7th at 9:30 p.m. Eastern and Pacific, only on HBO.
HBO's World Championship Boxing returns on November 7th with a huge night of boxing. Two fan favorites square off when welterweight titleist Timothy Bradley Jr. defends his belt against all-action warrior Brandon Rios. Plus, rising star Vasyl Lomachenko defends his featherweight title against Romulo Coasicha. And after live boxing, don't miss 24-7, Cotto Canelo, as they prepare for their November 21st pay-per-view showdown. See it Saturday, November 7th at 8:30 Central, only on HBO.
This is Matt Spiegel with the Fantasy Sports Minute, brought to you by FanDuel. And here are some inside tips from FanDuel for picking your Week 9 fantasy lineup. Todd Gurley has been putting the Rams on his back every one of the last four games, but there's other guys on that team too. Tavon Austin, tremendous value, and he scored a very long touchdown this past weekend. That Rams defense worth picking up, sometimes on the cheaper side as well. Rookies have been taking over the league this year. How about Stephon Diggs of the Vikings stepping it up? He's got the goods. Amari Cooper of the Raiders obviously does too. Some of these new guys seem to be putting up more points for less than the veterans, especially now that you've reached about the halfway point. So don't be scared to take your chances on the rookies. For more fantasy tips, visit cbschicago.com/weeklyroundup. FanDuel will help you uncover your best lineup options. FanDuel.com is the leader in one-week fantasy football leagues for real money with immediate cash payouts. Go to FanDuel.com now. Use the code LOCAL and FanDuel will match your first deposit up to $200.
Sushi, tacos, burgers, salads, there's something for everyone at Hub 51, Chicago's hottest restaurant, located at 51 West Hubbard in River North, hub51chicago.com.
I've never been able to stay in one place for long, not when there's a whole world out there and I have a tank of gas. People used to say, Onika, you're tripping. My response, yes. Yes, I am, because I intend for it to matter that I was here.
With its striking front grille, 17-inch alloy wheels, and sporty exterior, the new 2016 Toyota Avalon is a departure from the ordinary, just like you.
I'm Onika the Traveler, and that's how I roll.
Explore more at toyota.com/Avalon. Toyota, let's go places. Onika Raymond is a paid spokesperson.
Any Napa guy knows, and science proves, the best minivan is the one you've already got. Part kid transporter, part drywall mover. Who cares if the faux wood grain is a little faded? That was a platinum package option in 1987. With over 400,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep anything on the road. Because it's not old, it's vintage. That's Napa know-how.
Right now, the Home Depot has Pergo XP Halioak laminate flooring for just $2.29 a square foot. Basic installation is just 89 cents a square foot. So, let's lay down a floor that stands up to our lives, with double the durability of regular laminate and just as beautiful as real wood. Let's do this with Pergo XP Halioak laminate for $2.29, now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only, installation offer valid on laminates over 150 a square foot with minimum purchase of 250 square feet.
Just in time for winter, the Home Depot has 10% off special order Anderson windows and patio doors. So, let's show your old windows the door, show your old doors the curb, and keep cozy all season with Anderson, the best name in the business. Now, for one of the best prices of the year. Let's do this with 10% off special order Anderson windows and patio doors. Now, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Exclusions apply, valid through November 18th. Click the banner to learn more.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of someone who is terrible at giving directions. So you get on the 506, or it's the 605, and on the left past the new food truck, but not the new one, there's a six-way stop that's kind of like comparing Progressive's direct rate with our competitors' rates on Progressive.com, but not. Then take a right at the tree that looks like that guy from that show. You know, that guy that does a thing, and everyone's like, ha-ha!
Directing you to rates in one place at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Your success starts at Governor State University. Learn more at Open House. Tour the campus. Meet with an advisor. Thursday, November 12th from 10 to 2. GSU is the place for your education, your future, and your success. Visit govst.edu/openhouse.
Say bye-bye to your big bank credit card and hello to the nicest card you'll ever carry, the CEFQ MasterCard credit card. Get started today at CEFQ.com/mycard and see why CEFQ is not a bank. Better.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-201-6435. Again, that's 800-201-6435. 800-201-6435.
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know that as the host of The Late Show on CBS, I'll be doing commercial-free Tuesdays. And hold on. What? Okay, I'm being told that Tuesdays will, in fact, have many commercials. maybe even more. Okay, then strike all that stuff. The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, tonight on CBS.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, followed by The Late Late Show with James Corden, tonight, only CBS.
Bud Light Who Needs Two Tavern Tour with the Boers and Bernstein Show. Join the guys at Cortland's Garage, 1 North Vale Avenue in Arlington Heights, starting at 1. Come on out for a cold Bud Light, check out the broadcast, score some Bud Light swag, and enter to win a pair of Blackhawks tickets in the Bud Light Legends Lounge on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station, presented by Bud Light, the perfect beer for whatever happens.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This hour brought to you by Ryan Kelly. Visit thehomeloanexpert.com.
Boers and Bernstein.
Hola!
Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score.
And every pleasant good afternoon. Going to make you several promises for the next 4.5 hours or thereabouts. We're going to do the best we can. Keep you informed, entertained. Perhaps have a laugh or two along the way. Allow it to persist in rapping at someone's back door. I'm sure at some point, and this is radio's best combination of...
embarrassing, atrocious, despicable, pathetic, asinine.
I'm Terry Boers.
And I'm Dan Bernstein. We got Matt Miller joining us at 2 to talk some football. Second half at 3:30. Greg Gabriel at 4. I imagine Zach Zaidman will join us at the conclusion of Bears practice as well. And then at 5 o'clock today...
Hey, buddy.
We will do...
Who you crapping?
312-644-6767 is how you reach us at WSCR The Score. Email us at boersandbernstein@670thescore.com. That's where you listen to us live. Streaming 670thescore.com.
Texting
it's 67011. You text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Twitter is at Boers_Bernstein. You can reach me directly at Dan_Bernstein. There's boersandbernstein.com, and there's the radio.com app for your mobile device, and you can stream the show that way. The producers are Matt Abaticola.
By the way, Kobe should quit. I don't know if anybody's seeing what's going on there.
Yeah, it's bad. No, it's bad. Yeah, it's Joe Namath on the Rams. It's Willie Mays on the Mets.
Willie Mays on meth. I didn't see that.
I missed that one, too. I love Matt Abaticola. He is our Dale Jr. eliminated.
That would explain why Willie Mays was so bad on the Mets if he was also on meth at the time. That's great.
Well, I don't know. He was falling.
Chris Tannehill.
Can you help me, please, understand the Detroit Lions? And lastly, what's up? What's next?
Everybody's fired.
I love that guy. Tell me what's up with the Lions. No. No.
Because I'm a girl, and so I get all my thoughts from the guys I work with.
Scoreboard update.
It's true. It's 1:30 in the Score Update studio. I'm Julie DeCaro. Erie County District Attorney Frank Sedita announced in a written statement this morning that he will not pursue criminal charges against Patrick Kane for an alleged assault in August, sexual assault in August, saying in part that there are significant material inconsistencies in the accuser's case and that DNA evidence did not corroborate that a legal definition of a rape took place. That was quickly followed by a statement from the Blackhawks in which they said that they'd taken the matter very seriously, tried to navigate a sensitive situation while continually respecting the legal procedures. Proceedings. The Hawks said they will have no further comment on the case. And Patrick Kane said that, quote, I have repeatedly said I did nothing wrong. I have respected the legal process, and I'm glad that this matter has now been closed, and I will have nothing further to say going forward. And with that, a 3-month investigation into this matter is over. It's possible the accuser could file a civil case against Kane. Meanwhile, Deputy NHL Commissioner Bill Daly says the league is reviewing the information available to them and will have no further comment until that review is completed. To football, where the Bears are back at practice today to get ready for San Diego on Monday night. Matt Forte, Eddie Royal, Ronis Grassou, and Pernell McPhee did not practice today. Shea McClellan, Jermon Bushrod were among those who were limited. Elsewhere in the league, the Lions have fired GM Martin Mayhew and President Tom Lewin. Vikings' Adrian Peterson says he plans to play in the NFL until he's 40. Thursday night football tonight here on The Score. Cleveland and Cincinnati kick off at 7. Bulls take on Oklahoma City tonight at the United Center. This scoreboard update is brought to you by New Mail Medical Center. Discover the new you, newmailmedical.com. Breaking news on The Score is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai Algonquin. October sales event going on now. I'm Julie DeCaro, and you're listening to the radio home for Bears fans, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thank you, Julie, 132. But yeah, I think sometimes no matter what we do, whatever the reputation is, that there's this unwillingness to really pay attention to what's being said and just take something and run with it. Like, that's what it is. We know that's what they said, and now we've got you. No, No, that's not whatever was said about Patrick Kane here.
Nope.
Nobody convicted him of anything. He had the odds and all of it right from the beginning of how these things generally go. That's exactly the way the thing went. I mean, I don't know what the deal is. And if we reserve the right to be disgusted by those who call up and refer to him as Kaner, well, we reserve that right because I am. Mm-hmm. I am. And I will continue to be. So whatever.
Yeah, some of the reaction, some of the like the ball spiking is just strange and
yes.
off-putting.
Yep.
And it will continue. And
sure.
I'll continue to feel as strongly as I have about the vocal support from the outset, despite none of us knowing anything or
claiming to.
And we won't. And the idea that Kane himself would counter sue is preposterous because there is no way that then he wants to go under oath and answer all kinds of other questions that come up about lifestyle and past behaviors, et cetera. Because once that begins, it's open season and it's all under oath and all public.
Mm-hmm.
So bet against that.
Yes.
Bet against that very, very strongly. And we'll see how successful any attempts at image repair are. But the key to repairing an image going forward, and you know, you talk about his endorsements, et cetera, is trust.
Yeah.
Is that anybody who wants to attach a product or a service to him will then have to think, is this someone I can trust? And I'm not sure how many business people, how many marketing executives are going to say, oh, yeah, sure. I mean, it's hard with any athlete. It's hard with any celebrity because human beings are prone to failures. But you try to limit some of your risk in these cases. And it would lead me to believe that there are enough people who would think, maybe we can find a better bet.
Yeah, I think, you know, give it a couple of years. Maybe we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
But as of right now, yeah, I think the risk is too much. I mean, we saw that already. So I don't. But again, I can't speak to what's going to happen, what people are going to think 2 years from now. Maybe everything will be great. Maybe there'll be nothing in the next 2 years. Maybe there'll be absolutely nothing. Get married, whatever, and never to be heard from again, like Roethlisberger. And not a peep out of anything he's doing or did. Nothing. So, I mean, if that's the direction the Blackhawks believe are comfortable with, I'm told, then we'll see.
Sometimes it takes staring into the abyss. And
well, that's what they believe this was. Yep.
An opportunity to push reset on something. And mm-hmm. say it's not about grabbing the microphone and talking about how hard you're going to party or being the last guy to head in for the night or be the guy doing shots while standing on the bar. That's... It's just not time for that anymore, and that perhaps this experience would be the finally enough to scare somebody straight.
Hit the head with the brick.
Right.
You got glanced with one. Now you mm-hmm. know what it's like.
Mm-hmm.
So you got a choice to make at this age. You got a choice to make here. Which way do you want to go? They thought he'd gone the other way. Obviously, that did not work for them well. That continued to not be so. He was continuing to party, and he said he was, and he did. And I just think they would prefer he didn't, and maybe he's finally figured it out. That's what they hope. But beyond that, I don't know. No, there's no guarantees in life. You're right. People are fallible. They're made to mistake. They're made to do wrong things. So I don't know that. I know that there's some belief that he's finally reached that point where he gets it finally. Does that mean it sticks with him? I don't know.
There,
no idea.
And there are companies all the time that wonder about commitment to connection, dollars, et cetera. Hell, what do you think Adidas is thinking about giving Dwight Howard and Derrick Rose a combined $500 million?
Yeah, that's actually the making of like.
And that's not even necessarily a behavior issue or an image issue.
No, it's
issue.
Just sort of idiocy.
It's just, oh my God, what are we doing?
Yeah.
You know, and actually later in the show, Adidas is doing something very interesting that I think is an honorable effort. It's certainly a lot smarter than giving $500 million to Derrick Rose and Dwight Howard. So we'll certainly get to that later on.
Really?
We've got Matt Miller, who is joining us at the top of the hour, and the Joe Colley stuff in the Sun Times today about Derrick Rose.
Really
about,
good.
You know, for a Bulls team that's only played 5 games, there are some very interesting things going on right now. And actually, as regular season games go, tonight is one where you would, at the very least, there has to be an assurance that the Bulls' actions match their post-game words out of Charlotte. Because they said everything right.
Yeah.
They said, right. Oh, you know, accountability and effort, and they knew what to say. But if they get their doors blown off again because they're not trying as hard as their opponent, you've got an early season issue. That is something that for a rookie coach could become more serious than you want it to be.
Boy, that Derek, I mean, that is just so, what Joe wrote today, it's just so hard to figure him out. I never know what he's doing.
Nobody does.
Stop trying to pretend what he's doing. Nobody. Like, why he's doing it. I know he can't see. I get that.
But can he run? It wasn't a question about him seeing. It was a question, can he run?
Can you run?
Because the coach is telling you to run.
Yes.
And then...
Well, can you run fast if you can't see?
And then he says, well, I was happy with the way I pushed it, happy with the pace, and the coach wasn't.
Wasn't.
So get that figured out at some point soon. Boris and Bernstein, you have the score.
No, not really. Whenever I play, I just play with one eye.
The Score is your home for Thursday Night Football on Westwood One all season long. Join Ian Eagle and Tony Baselli tonight at 7 p.m. for an AFC North showdown as the Cleveland Browns take on the undefeated Cincinnati Bengals. Turn up the sound. Get your game on here.
Say bye-bye to your big bank credit card and hello to the nicest card you'll ever carry, the CEFQ MasterCard credit card. Get started today at CEFQ.com/mycard and see why CEFQ is not a bank. Better.
Run to Old Navy right now. Today through Wednesday, the entire store is on sale up to 60% off. The days are shorter, the nights are chillier, and the season's best outerwear is all on sale now. Bundle up and save 30 to 50% on all outerwear. Peacoats, bombers, ponchos, and vests. Everything in store is on sale up to 60% off. And all outerwear is on sale today through Wednesday. It's cold out there, but you're getting warmer with up to 60% off the entire store right now at Old Navy. Gift cards excluded.
Any Napa guy knows, and science proves, the best minivan is the one you've already got. Part kid transporter, part drywall mover. Who cares if the faux wood grain is a little faded? That was a platinum package option in 1987. With over 400,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep anything on the road. Because it's not old, it's vintage. That's Napa know-how.
Right now, the Home Depot has Pergo XP Haley Oak Laminate Flooring for just $2.29 a square foot. Basic installation is just 89 cents a square foot. So, let's lay down a floor that stands up to our lives, with double the durability of regular laminate and just as beautiful as real wood. Let's do this with Pergo XP Haley Oak Laminate for $2.29, now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only, installation offer valid on laminates over 150 a square foot with minimum purchase of 250 square feet.
Just in time for winter, the Home Depot has 10% off special order Anderson windows and patio doors. So, let's show your old windows the door, show your old doors the curb, and keep cozy all season with Anderson, the best name in the business. Now, for one of the best prices of the year. Let's do this with 10% off special order Anderson windows and patio doors. Now, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Exclusions apply, valid through November 18th. Click the banner to learn more.
Hi, welcome to At Home, your holiday headquarters tree for me tree lot.
I love Yuletide caroling.
Well then, this classic tree
is the tree for me.
Perfect. Classic ornaments right over there.
My wife wants me to avoid Christmas tree lights.
Then you should check out our pre-lit tech trees.
I love yoga.
Have you seen our upside down tree? We have more than 100 artificial trees at everyday low prices. Find your tree for me and all your holiday decorations while supplies last. Check out athome.com and then visit one of our Chicago area At Home home decor superstores.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of someone who is terrible at giving directions. So you get on the 506, or it's the 605, and on the left past the new food truck, but not the new one, there's a six-way stop that's kind of like comparing Progressive's direct rate with our competitors' rates on progressive.com, but not. Then take a right at the tree that looks like that guy from that show. You know, that guy that does a thing, and everyone's like, ha-ha!
Directing you to rates in one place at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
The Joann Veterans Day sale is going on right now. Enjoy doorbuster savings up to 70% off throughout the store, including holiday cheer wreaths, only $12.99. And $2.99 a yard Blizzard and Anti-Pill Fleece Solids. Plus, entire stock Christmas decor and floral at 50% off. Save even more with an extra 20% off coupon valid on sale and regular priced merchandise. Exclusions apply. Get it at Joann.com. It's the Joann Veterans Day sale, now through Veterans Day, only at Joann Fabric and Craft Stores.
Attention diabetics. Is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedi's may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedi's, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedi's because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedi's isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for two free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-476-8198. That's 800-476-8198.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
Hey Chicago, ready to switch to Sprint? Sprint will pay off every dime of your old phone or contract via American Express reward card when you turn in your phone. Visit Sprint.com/Chicago Network to learn more. It's time to move forward and switch to Sprint today.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
And you got Forza Brinson, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Top of the hour, Matt Miller will join us, talk a little football. Although old Monday night thing doesn't do much for me, but nevertheless, we'll talk other football. There's plenty of other things to discuss with Matt Miller as we move along the road. We've been talking now about Patrick Kane and just what I hope is the end. All of it. Done with it. Tired of it.
We also talked about Derrick Rose, the story today in the Sun-Times about just the... It's yet another situation where Derrick has his own way of looking at things and processing things that is just different than others.
I believe that thing from what's his name yesterday reports that David the split has already. Of course it has, but what are you going to do about
I
have a split here. Well, of course you do.
Yeah, thanks for bringing that up because I did actually check out. It was a big headline. So and so said, guy with opinion says Rose that the divorce has begun or whatever it is. Well, there's no substance any more than what everybody knows. Is that he can't really play the way he used to play. They're paying him an ass load of money, and at some point they're going to move on. They've committed to Jimmy Butler, and it's going to be his ball and his team. That one of the next steps for the organization is to end the Derrick Rose era. That's just going to be that. And if somebody else wants to pay him enormous money and a multi-year guaranteed deal, you got F you money all around, so you can go ahead and do it. Any team can if they want to, but the Bulls aren't going to be that team.
Correct.
They've had it.
I mean, that's not...
But what do you do? I mean, you're not going to put him...
Earth-shattering.
And yesterday I mentioned that nobody's going to trade for him. Who's going to trade for Derrick Rose? Everybody gets under real GM where they get into the trade calculators and say, well, this trade works and that trade works, but why would you as a general manager trade for a guy who can't even jump like he used to?
Yeah, I don't see the value of him really, but okay.
What does he do? What does he do for you?
Well, let's see. Let me give him his eye back, okay?
But even last year...
He couldn't find a guy like that all over the place. There's guys like that all over the NBA. I can find that guy.
I mean, his value right now, he's got to try to go to the basket hard every single time. And he's not the same sort of above-the-rim finisher
he used to be. The explosive player he once was. And there's a ton of guys. Look, there's a lot of... Look, this is a time when there are great point guards in a lot of places, dude. There are lots of great point guards. So when you say, well, you know what? That'll be quite... No, it won't. I mean, there's a lot of guys that he's fallen so far back on the point guard pecking list.
But he was never really a point guard either.
Yeah, he was
a scorer.
Yeah, he thinks he's the point guard, though.
But he was a primary scorer.
Yeah. Well, he can't do that either.
Right. I'm not really an interested defender. You know, so when he's hitting threes, his numbers looked good. But then he clangs a bunch of them with no care as to score or situation. And just did all the my turn possessions that we saw.
Yeah, I think there's so many good ones that you're going to have a hard time finding anything anyway, and it's really not a news. And maybe look, I don't know if he gets healthier, whatever it is, if he gets better, I don't know. But he doesn't bring what he once brought to you, and I don't know that explosive guy will ever be back again on a continuing basis. We've been waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting, and no, there's no doubt they'd love the divorce.
Mm-hmm.
Love it. But what are you going
to
do with it?
Yeah, the reaction surprised me to see people say, what? The Bulls are, like, where you been?
Yeah, I don't know what you're paying attention to. You, for the love of God, the signs have been there for 3 years. They're tired of it. I don't know how much longer you want to go back. I thought about it probably longer than that. So, yeah, they you know, why wouldn't you want to be? It's in a league loaded with guys that can do that and better.
You know, the other aspect, when we talk about the proximity to the rim or lack thereof, the Bulls really are below the rim team.
Yes.
When you start looking at the and watch games elsewhere and see the level of athleticism around the league, who do the Bulls have that you could say is an above the rim type player, either as a scorer, rebounder? I mean, it used to be maybe Noah, but not so much anymore.
Not really, no.
Because he's not explosive, right? He can't finish around the rim anymore.
He didn't finish anything.
I mean, think about it. Between when you add Mirotic and McDermott, and you're starting to count on some of these guys, where is your length and athleticism and ability to play other teams above the rim?
No, this is going to be this year will be okay. I think they'll get a decent position when all is said and
done.
They'll
get their 47 wins, and that'll be that.
But this is going to be a painful rebuild. I mean, when it comes to that, which isn't very far down the road, it's going to be very, very painful because you just don't have much to even keep. I mean, you got some things you can keep, but basically, what would you? Jimmy and?
Yeah, Jimmy's a great success story. You were able to take a late first-round pick and develop that into a max-money player. Mm-hmm. And even so, he's still not a level superstar where you say they're in a championship conversation because you have him. I mean, you can pay him all the money, and he can carry himself like a champion. He can play really good basketball.
Yeah,
he's not a guy who simply, by virtue of having him, puts you in a certain conversation when the season starts and everybody's looking at contenders. I don't think he's that level of player. And the problem is that McDermott, despite being a lottery pick, I know you love him, and I know you have very high hopes for him, but when you watch him out there, if you didn't know who he was, if you're just scouting uniform numbers...
Yeah, just wandered into a gym? What would I say?
I wouldn't say lottery pick. I would say, you know, overdrafted, below-the-rim college guy. Because he can't keep up with people. He just can't stay with guys. And he's trying. He's trying his damnedest. You know, he can shake himself open for a shot. They can get some system looks in the offense.
Yeah, they get some system looks.
But it's not... If somebody wants to stay with him and guard him and doesn't get hung up on too many screens, you know, there's just a lot that has to go right for him to be, on balance, a winning player. Because on the other end of the floor, it's tough. He has a very difficult time keeping his guy in front of him. So I don't know what the overall plan is, but you traded up for that now. And that's something that when we talk about NBA hell, you talk about being just good enough to not have the really high picks. Eventually that matters.
Well, you always have Bobby Portis waiting.
They don't seem to like him very much, do they?
I know the players aren't crazy about him, but
that's because he's annoying everybody in practice.
Yeah, he's annoying everybody.
I don't mind that.
I don't know actually what Fred thinks. I haven't really asked or thought about it at all. I don't know. You think the Bulls don't like him?
I don't know. I mean,
the Bulls players I know don't like him because he annoys them.
I did not think he would be as buried outside the rotation this early as Fred has him.
I didn't either, to be honest with you. I really don't understand why.
Well, because he keeps asking for activity. He keeps asking for effort and activity, and at the very least, he does that.
He get effort and activity. I know some tell me what he's doing, but he'd give it to you. Give you all he's got. I mean, that could be a temporary thing. You may see him more than you think before the season is over. You just may see him. I mean, no one can't last on one leg. You've got to have a big that can do something.
There's a question.
That can actually move.
Mike in Lockport says, if Allen Iverson eventually makes it into the Basketball Hall of Fame, would Derrick Rose become the only NBA MVP ever to not make it? I have to check. Because remember, it is the Basketball Hall of Fame and not the NBA Hall of Fame.
It's the Basketball Hall of Fame.
That's a very interesting question. Because Iverson probably will.
Oh, Iverson's going to. Hell yes. Oh, yeah. Yes.
And the thing is, Rose hadn't built up enough of a collegiate resume to make
it. No, made the championship game, but it's 1 year and it's a, you know, no, he didn't. He didn't. He didn't have the long college career. And I don't know how much they take high school into consideration, but, I mean, he didn't. No, he hasn't. So he's had one season of NBA MVP. He had one college season that was terrific. Is that, and ever since then, it's been a struggle for him for various reasons, mostly injuries.
Yeah, and I'm looking at, I'm just trying to go through some of the names here. I clicked on Bob McAdoo to see if he was a Hall of Famer, and he is.
Yeah, he's a Hall of Famer.
And Dave Cowens.
McAdoo won three straight scoring championships. I mean, it wasn't like he was a chump.
Right. I'm not saying, but I'm just saying chump.
He's
I just,
pretty, the, you're pretty good player now.
My point is the others I don't have to click on. It's, you know, Pettit, Cousy, Russell, Chamberlain, Robertson, Unseld.
My guy was Unseld.
Willis Reed. You know, I don't have to really do this.
No, you then, don't have to.
There's a couple other names. I'm like, you know,
that's a good question. No, you don't have to. That's okay. And Iverson is in too.
Alcindor, Walton, Malone, Irving, Bird.
I'm not even taking any of them out, by the way.
Magic, Jordan, Barkley, Akeem, Robinson, Karl Malone, Shaq, Iverson, Duncan, Garnett, Nash, Nowitzki, Kobe, LeBron, Derek. Than Durant and Curry.
I'm not even taking them out.
Yep, he might be. It is within the realm of possibility that he becomes the first ever NBA MVP to not make the Hall of Fame. Hadn't thought about that.
I had neither, but I don't know what the long-term prognosis. I'm not about his eye, but the rest of him.
Well,
I don't know.
If he could jump, wouldn't we know it?
Yeah.
He's had enough recovery time.
I guess, and he can't do that. Well, he can't see to jump.
Matt Miller will talk some football with us next on The Score.
Bears, Chargers. Can the Bears and John Fox get a win in a Monday night throwdown? Bears fans, if you want the highest level of coverage and analysis of Bears, Chargers, then you better keep it here on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
This is Matt Spiegel with the Fantasy Sports Minute, brought to you by FanDuel. And here are some inside tips from FanDuel for picking your Week 9 fantasy lineup. Todd Gurley has been putting the Rams on his back every one of the last four games, but there's other guys on that team too. Tavon Austin, tremendous value, and he scored a very long touchdown this past weekend. That Rams defense worth picking up, sometimes on the cheaper side as well. Rookies have been taking over the league this year. How about Stephon Diggs of the Vikings stepping it up? He's got the goods. Amari Cooper of the Raiders obviously does too. Some of these new guys seem to be putting up more points for less than the veterans, especially now that you've reached about the halfway point. So don't be scared to take your chances on the rookies. For more fantasy tips, visit cbschicago.com/weekly roundup. FanDuel will help you uncover your best lineup options. FanDuel.com is the leader in one-week fantasy football leagues for real money with immediate cash payouts. Go to FanDuel.com now. Use the code LOCAL and FanDuel will match your first deposit up to $200.
1-877 Cars for Kids, KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids, donate your car today. 1-877 Cars for Kids, KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids, donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, visit us online at carsforkids.com. Remember, that's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 Cars for Kids, KARS Cars for Kids. 1-877 Cars for Kids, donate your car today.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Say bye-bye to your big bank credit card and hello to the nicest card you'll ever carry, the SefQ MasterCard credit card. Get started today at sefq.com/mycard and see why SefQ is not a bank. Better.
Run to Old Navy right now. Today through Wednesday, the entire store is on sale up to 60% off. The days are shorter, the nights are chillier, and the season's best outerwear is all on sale now. Bundle up and save 30 to 50% on all outerwear. Pea coats, bombers, ponchos, and vests. Everything in store is on sale up to 60% off. And all outerwear is on sale today through Wednesday. It's cold out there, but you're getting warmer with up to 60% off the entire store right now at Old Navy. Gift cards excluded.
Any Napa guy knows, and science proves, the best minivan is the one you've already got. Park kid transporter, park drywall mover. Who cares if the faux wood grain is a little faded? That was a platinum package option in 1987. With over 400,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep anything on the road. Because it's not old, it's vintage. That's Napa know-how.
Just in time for winter, the Home Depot has 10% off special order Anderson windows and patio doors. So, let's show your old windows the door, show your old doors the curb, and keep cozy all season with Anderson, the best name in the business. Now, for one of the best prices of the year. Let's do this with 10% off special order Anderson windows and patio doors. Now, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing.